Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. Very quickly, before I begin to do damage to this very simple message, 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. Apologies, we have a bit of challenge with our multimedia, but hopefully, before the end of the service or beginning of the. Okay, great. We might. Please confirm the screen over there is working. Okay. Verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Like, permit me to say that before your destiny is ever made clear to you, there is something God requires. You've got to stand before Him. Even when there's no tongue, interpretation, visions, you must be found waiting on the Lord, ministering to Him. That's why I said to you, that more than anything I will say is first of all your posture. The posture of ministry, standing before Him as a matter of duty, as a matter of love. The guy didn't know the covenants that were made ahead of him, but he was brought to the temple and told to stay there. So the only thing they needed to teach him was how to stand before the Lord. You see, you can be in church and not know how to stand before God. You come carelessly. You may be some big guy somewhere. Look, listen to me. One sickness will shrink you. All that pot belly you've been trying to take out of your body. One sickness, 7 days or 14 days in the hospital, the belly will go back into shape. You're going to shrink. There is a posture, because people keep asking, why is it that I'm unable to hear God? There is an atmosphere under which God speaks. Now, if God didn't break that rule for Moses, if God didn't break that rule for His own son, why did you think Jesus would have to spend the whole night many times praying? Listen to me, there's an atmosphere. I can't hear God, there's an atmosphere. He said, and he ministered unto the Lord. Before who? Before who? Listen to me, there is prophetic protocol. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. That means it was scarce. That means if you ever went into a meeting in the days of Samuel and you heard somebody say, Mahatoleme prophesia, for thus saith the Lord, that was a special meeting. Now it looks like something, now everybody's just saying rubbish. I mean, like, everybody, you just feel like saying something. Say, the Lord say, I'm here in your midst. That is in the Bible. But in those days, it was precious. God forbid. Huh? That you will be in a place and they will be looking for what God is saying. He said the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And there was no what? Open vision. People didn't break into manifestations of the Spirit. There was no vision. Nobody could say, oh, I saw this while I was sleeping. Nobody had open visions and nobody had prophetic experiences. And it came to pass. At that time when Eli was laid down in his place, you see, the young prophet Samuel was before the Lord ministering. But his father in the Lord was laid down at his place. God could not bypass the protocol of his spiritual father. So the only option is to remove him. Some of you trying to do things underneath you, the atmosphere over you is very important. You can only do as much as creating a light around your feet, but the general atmosphere is a sleepy one. You come into that place, you become sleepy in the spirit. Please sit down. Let me do this quickly. He laid down. You see, there is a kind of blindness, spiritual blindness associated with spiritual sleep. There is a kind of spiritual blindness. There are many times when people say, Pastor, I don't know what God is saying. I have been praying and fasting. We need to come and check whether they are lying down in His presence. Why do we have people who come to church? Everybody's in church this morning. Why do we have people who go to church and they praise God and they shout and then on Monday morning they dress and show their cleavage? Because they came to God's presence and they slept. There are some things the Holy Spirit will never allow. Take or take. How come somebody can spend so much time with God and will say he came to church, first service, second service, third service, but God has no say over whether you are going to eat tomorrow morning? How can you say? You see, I'm telling you how people can be with God. Are you with me? I'm telling you how people can be with God and be these indicators that somebody is sleeping. How can you be with God? You go to church every day and you are using the F word. Your tongue is not circumcised. You know, it's actually sweet when you say it. I actually tried it for a few days. Not now, it was a long time ago. And I realized it feels good. Yeah, sometimes when you are driving and somebody drives rough, it feels very convenient to say shege. There's a kind of sweetness. I don't know if it has ever happened to you. You may not. When you say it, you feel fulfilled. You feel sweet. Shege. If it's in Yoruba land, they say yeah. You will hear it. You know, it's a kind of joy, you know. You just feel like, yes, you dealt with it. Meanwhile, the guy even, yeah, he rolled up his thing and his window and moved on. There are indicators. You see, in the Forex market. Hello. In the Forex market. Every bank's into Forex. There are what we call indicators. Market indicators. Are you with me? I'm teaching now, so you need to write this one. You may never hear it again. How do you know the state of the economy? You watch CNN whenever they're doing the business. You see all these charts. You see all those charts. You see things going up and down on the screen. I want to explain that thing to you today. Some people think because we are pastors, we don't know book. I went to school. Ha. I went to school. I went to school. In fact, I never had a carryover throughout 4 years. I never had a D throughout. And I wasn't reading. Now, delete the last part. Read your book if you're in school. Make sure you read. But it's true. I rarely read, you know. So, yeah, this is my witness. Now, when you, there was only one course where the Holy Spirit could not help me. It was in my Yoruba exam in WAEC. I had F9. I didn't even understand what they were saying in the whole thing. Because I grew up in the north. I had more future studying Hausa than Yoruba. I could read and write Hausa. Most of you don't know. If they ask you, tell us something about your pastor. People don't know. He's preaching, professing. I'm telling you something now. If they had put me in an Hausa exam that day, I had more hope of angelic assistance. But you see, when you see all those signs on the characters, you really don't know. Even the angels like, guy, we can't help you. This matter is beyond us. Praise God. So fail and come out. Fail. So I wrote out the questions and I submit. I just wrote the question I gave you. I don't even need it damn myself to enter university. Oh my God, I had the one Yoruba is in the forex market. How do we know the state of the economy? Eh? It's not by what the president says. Oh, there are two primary indicators. And you will understand when I enter my message. Hey, no time. Number one is the fundamental analysis that you can execute. The second one is technical analysis. Fundamental analysis is when you look at the news. For instance, now, the president of the United States, maybe they are waiting for him. They want to see the bills he's going to sign first. Though especially bills that are tied to the economy. For instance, if he signs a bill saying, let's start doing business with China, that decision alone, he has not done it. If he just goes to Twitter and says, America will start business with China again, that news alone will skyrocket the rate of the dollar. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you with me? Are you with me so far? Some of you are looking at me now like I'm speaking in tongues. These are the things you need. Is when you get to the marketplace, nobody's going to ask you which Bible. They want to know what you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that information skyrockets the value of the dollar. If you go that day and buy a $100, the value will rise. If you hear that America is going to war, it also, you know, I'm just talking about news. It's not really like a proven fact, but that's the way it is. The second one is technical analysis. That one, we don't look at what news is saying. We look at charts. For instance, you've been having, your country experienced two negatives within a period of how many months? How many months do you require to go into recession? Every quarter, two quarters. Once you enter, you have like two negative figures, you are already in a depression, whether you know it or not. Even if you can still pay salary, you are in a depression. Which is, we are in one now in this country. They are in one. I'm not there. I'm not joking. They are in Egypt. I'm in Goshen. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about hearing God, though. Fundamental and technical strategies. Now, when I say I hear God, sometimes you need to ask me, sir, is it fundamental or is it technical? That technical, you must be trained for it. That fundamental, just hanging around a prophet, you may get something. Are you see here? Okay, I'll leave that one because it's very, if I stay there, I won't enter this message. Are you blessed? Now, there are a number of issues or challenges experienced with the subject of hearing God's voice. So you're going to write. There are a number of issues that believers experience. Because you want to help somebody hear God better, we need to know what the challenge is. Are we together? This is a prophetic show. If you stay here for 20 years, you are likely going to keep hearing me talking about the issue of hearing God. So don't be tired. We are just starting. Say amen. Amen. This message is titled Entering into Clarity in Hearing God's Voice. Entering into Clarity. So what are some of the issues? Very simple issues. Sometimes we look at a particular engine. Somebody said on Twitter yesterday, and for those of you who don't know, I'm on Twitter street. I just breeze in and I breeze. I don't have many followers. So, but I noticed that there's no age mate on Twitter, so I don't stay there for too long. They can drag you. I was trying to talk about an engine. I said if you have an engine and you bring it, you know, for servicing, oh, the generator is not starting. Then the technician checks and say, oh, is the carburetor. It's the carburetor that is faulty. Then we go to our line manager, O.C. Daniel. O.C. Daniel now says, no. How much is carburetor? Say 400 naira. I say, no. We are not going to make money like this. I'm telling you why the corruption in Nigeria is the way it is. So then they will now prepare an invoice and say, we need a new coil. We need this. By the time they say it's better, we'll buy a new generator. But that other one is just carburetor. In fact, it's something the boss can even take out of his pocket, but he said we are not going to make money. So it's either if they don't approve the new gen, they give us money to fix this one. But they will give us money for carburetor, engine oil, coil, oil filter. In short, they will give you all the spare parts. Then he will now take 90% or 80% of the money. Now give me an piece, the people who are working on it, 20%. At the end of the day, we've shared money, the work is still not done. You think that is, Abeg, let me leave these people. If you think that the reason why we have the issue of corruption is because the president does not want to fight it, you are deceiving yourself. Everybody there is a beneficiary. The day I know we are defeating corruption is when you won't have to know anybody to get what you want. You can stay in Nigeria and apply for an admission in New York University, they will send you a letter. you are still here. They have sent you provisional admission. Here, if you don't know one doctor, Dr. Bola Yemi, Dr. Agbolu Yemi, I'll send you one video of my friend, Lasisi. All those UNILAG lecturers that wear hats and they look like they are from hell. I beg. We are talking about hearing God. I said there are problems. I went to the issue of generator to say that sometimes to help you hear God better, we need to identify what your challenges are. And I also made reference, because you people like story, but you are not listening to me. I said I also make reference to the issue of fundamental and technical analysis. That depending on the information you need, even if you receive a fundamental, a sensation, a perception, a fundamental something that is very basic, an impression, you may still need to apply technical analysis by judgment. You need to subject that word. Do you understand what I'm saying? That requires training. So that even when I am not hearing voices, I can judge the impressions and come out and tell you that was God. So this is a crash program. We'll continue to talk about it. Number one challenge that people have. How do I know it's God's voice I'm hearing? Who has had that challenge before? You believe God impressed something, but you are not. How do I know? You are not sure. Talk to me now. I can share the grace right now. I need to know the people I'm sent to are here. Please, if you've had that issue before, raise your hands. Now, this particular problem is a matter for discernment and judgment. That's the solution. Discernment. And what? I said, you go to the office. Oh, I am a new staff here. I just got a job here. This is my letter. You went to HR. Where can I get my laptop or whatever? You are working from home. Is it HR that will give you a laptop? They probably send you to the IT department or give you a note. Create his email. Do whatever. And then all of a sudden, you are emailless. You are homeless. You are just looking. But suddenly your boss calls you and says, this is your new email. benga.shafe@theharvestworld.org. That's the email they gave me. So then I say, this is your password, ABCD. Then you change it, right? But is it HR that will do it? They send you to another department. So these things I'm talking to about, I'm telling you the departments where the issue will be solved. That when a person says, I don't even know whose voice I'm hearing, then we need to look at department for discernment and accurate judgment. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. This same scripture, verse 3 and 4. And ere the lamp of the Lord went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, verse 4. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here I am. Did Samuel know it was the Lord? Talk to me. Did Samuel know it was the Lord? But he knew somebody spoke. He knew he had an impression. He suspected that this thing was maybe from God, but it could also have been from the devil. It could also have been from himself. For instance, if you are a lady and you sit down listening to I'm looking for something practical. You sit down with this particular guy, thought that can also talk so well, flawless English, seems to be going somewhere. Very nice. Offers to cook for you sometimes in your house. He tells you, don't worry, let's keep breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah. You don't get those kind of guys everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't get them, they are very scarce. And they are bright price. Because even me now, I want to collect bright price on my own head. If you see those kind of guys, and you talk to him... We spend like 3 weeks now. You and I, we are just sharing fellowship. And you say, this guy hears God. He has an atmosphere. He's single. He's fine. He's okay. You've always wanted to marry an Ikwere man. But now you are talking to this Yoruba guy. And he's so different. Say, wow. Tell me. Say, wow. You don't look at this kind of guy. Say, wow. Yeah, he doesn't. Like, forget that guy that is working in Shell. Say, everything is not money. He has an atmosphere. When he comes into there, you just sense the presence of the Lord. And he's not doing too badly too. I prefer this one. we can lay foundation for ministry. You are blessed. You see, there are some people that even if myself I propose to, they'll be confused. Because how to say it was not God that sent me becomes a problem. How to tell me that God didn't send me is a problem. Because when I tell you, you just think it's God. Meanwhile, it's just me liking you. But it's because when you become, you master certain things. Even when your lecturer says 2 plus 2 is 5. Instead of you to say no, you will say, Have you seen that thing before? Somewhere in your mind, say anything, say no, sir. No, sir. Because the masters are talking. The Lord spoke to him. He heard the voice. He heard the impression. But he could not discern. That God speaks doesn't mean you will discern. These things take training. These things take time. It doesn't just happen overnight. Very few people are able to bypass this protocol overnight. Very few people. You must be extremely gifted for it. Number two. The question people have. How do I even begin to hear God's voice? This department. You are not writing. This is a department for fellowship and discipleship. Did you hear me? It's a department for where? What did Jesus say in John chapter 10? He said, my sheep hear my word, and they do not follow another. That means they've spent enough time with him to such point that even if your mom is coming outside, there's a way she opens the gate, you know she's the one. She has not spoken, but you know that's your mom out there. How do I begin? Don't focus on hearing. Focus on fellowship. Am I helping someone now? I said, Pastor, I really want to hear God's voice. Don't worry about that. Fellowship with him. Discipleship. I noticed that people who are responsible, people who God gives little assignments, people who obey God, they tend to hear God more. Because if I tell you, go to plot A and do this for me, and you say, I will go, but you didn't go. Then I called Adams and said, go to plot A for me. Adam says, okay, then he goes. The chances are that the next time I need someone to do something for me, I will talk to Adams. Not because I don't want to talk to you, but I don't have time. You see, this is 2021. We're already in February. And this year, I have partnered with God. If you are in my space, I will step on your toes. Because you must progress. Say amen. Amen. You must progress. Because some of you are looking for someone to rub your head. I will step on it. Yeah. I say, yeah, move forward. Family is sweet when everybody is making progress. So this year, you like it or not, you must make. So the key to how do I begin to hear is what? Fellowship and So these are subtopics or messages on their own. Okay? But just for this summary. Number three. How do I develop the ability to hear the voice of God? You see, the other one was, how do I begin? Now something is happening. You want to develop it. Are you still with me? Is this making sense to someone? How do I begin to develop? What's that department? The department there is what? Fellowship and spiritual exercises. Fellowship and what? Spiritual exercises. John chapter 5 verse 30. John chapter 5 and verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, what do? I judge. And my judgment is true or just because I do not seek my will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Listen to me. One of the major impediments under the same point, why many cannot really hear God easily and very clearly, is because they have background agenda. Look at what he said. I do not seek my will. Most of the times, we have something somewhere. Sometimes you have programs running behind your mind. Like where you want to work. Like the kind of man you want to marry. Like the issue going on in your family. You have something that you expect. Meanwhile, God's will may not be that thing. The moment that impression, even if it is subliminal, is very strong, you have truncated this process. You cannot judge again, even if you hear. Are you still with me? Even if you hear, you cannot judge. The word judge there means you are unable to decipher. You are able to discern. Peradventure, maybe you are hearing God or hearing yourself. If you are 33, and Brafemi comes, you know, at this junction, just marry. You know that thing, just marry. And you may think it's only the ladies, even the brothers. When your mom calls you and says, Evziba, how's your work? Say, fine. You changed houses recently? Say, yes. What kind of house? Say, it's 2-bedroom. Is anybody staying with you? Say, no. Okay. So what's happening? Are you in a relationship? Or, you know, we've not really talked. Your mom, that the last conversation you remember was when she was flogging you at the age of 10. The real conversation you had was when you didn't get up from bed and she flogged you out of your sleep. Now she said, you know, we've not really talked. Mama, we've not talked for over 20 years. It's not that we've not talked. We've not been talked. The last time we talked, it was with Bilala. If you are watching from the US, you may not know what Bilala is. I will go to my comment section and interpret it for you. Bilala. So, you know, your mom said we've not been talking and your mind went back to the last time she flogged your head. There's a way they flog you. You recalibrate. Your system will boot and come up immediately. Please, I just gave you... Let me hold on very quickly because I don't want anybody... Is the recording still on? Okay, great. Let me continue. This issue of having your own personal will and thing that you think you want to do with your life, which is what many of us did and made us go to school to study the course we studied, thinking that by the time we graduate, we'll be okay. Then you graduated, you realize that nobody's talking about that now. They are talking about Forex. How can you have an entire country where they don't teach people about how economies make money? Some people are still arguing whether Bitcoin or what are some of those things, whether they are real. I was listening to an interview on CNN with Deutsche Bank in Europe. The chairman of the bank, do you know who chairman is? The MD reports to the chairman. And they asked the man, what is the future of money? And he said in the next few years, money will be online. Their banks are not doing Bitcoin yet. Then I asked him a personal question. This is not a vision, no. I was watching him on CNN. It wasn't a vision. It's CNN. Then the man said, personally, currently, I have 50% of my assets in Bitcoin. Then the CNN person interrogated him and said, why are you a bank officer? Why would you? He said, we are just waiting for you people to get there. We are already there. Did you hear what that guy said? He said, that thing people are saying, no, it will not happen. That your government sent memo to all the banks in Nigeria and say nobody must do Bitcoin. No, they say we are all, my former bank where I worked uses Deutsche Bank as a corresponding bank. And they are here. We know what we know. We are all prophets. We are all prophets. All of us hear God's voice. You see, because don't hear the story, be hearing the implication of what I'm saying. We are all prophets. If you are talking of Commerce Bank and Deutsche Bank, is it this kind of is it banks in Nigeria that should be passing comment? You sit down and learn. Say we are first of the first, dynamic. All those slogans don't mean anything in Europe. The owner of the bank said, I have moved 50% of my asset. And he told them, that is where all of you are still coming. But we've gone ahead. That's why it needs to be prophetic. When you see ahead, and you go and stand there waiting for everybody to come. But if you do not, if you hold on to a personal agenda, you are not thinking something that is beyond you. Then you one day you will wake up, you want to make sure that at least, apart from you, maybe Agnes is agreeing with you, so you will not be alone. He said, narrow is the way that leads to life. Yes. Everywhere God points to you, you will be alone there.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere God points to you, will most likely be alone there. Yes, come on, say, I hear you.
I hear you, sir.
Ah, I've not entered this message. Number 4. I talked about the issue of spiritual covering, exercises. Many, please go and check it. Don't even say, I am right. Because some of you look at some of our pastors, friends, people that we admire, and you wonder why they are so anointed and so strong. I've talked to many of my friends. I can tell you what each of them do. Whether it's Pastor Desmond, whether it's my brother in Joshua, I can tell you what all of them do. But that you don't know. So you just see someone just comes on, I better give me a key. You see someone just comes online and says, I love you, Jesus. I love your presence. And you say, wow. My brother, just keep quiet. That's how you've been blowing siren and nothing has happened. You need to ask, if you are a music minister, you're supposed to go there and ask, sir, what are your daily consecrations? What are your spiritual exercises? You see somebody, a brother was sitting here last night, and I saw him driving a Corolla something, and he was saying, that was the car he was driving where he was walking before. How did I know? I'm meeting him for the first time. You're supposed to ask, what are the spiritual exercises that this kind of anointing requires from me? How can you say you are called to music ministry and you are using Celine Dion to train your voice? So I just love, she takes a very high pitch, you know. You go and meet her. Number four, how do I filter what I like from God's will? That's another question. These are basics, so the message is still 3 pages. Anywhere I stop, you come back. You know, we should not even show you everything so that you will come back. Some people want to finish Bible. Me, I'm not in the audio. Are you getting blessed? Did you take that question? How do I filter what I like from God's will? How can I tell that this tall, dark, and handsome brother, this nice sister, Tina told me, I heard it first from her. She said there's American spec, there's African spec. I heard it first from her. How do I know that this American spec today will not become Angola tomorrow? Because now you are looking at the things that two eyes can see. But 5 years from now, praise God. Meanwhile, you don't like all this other side. You just like American spec. How do you know? You have to travel in the spirit. So how do I separate what I like or determine what I like from the Lord's way? And this goes to the department of judgment. That's discernment. Spiritual covering. Time. Prayers. Let me repeat. How do I filter what I like from the Lord's will? Now imagine I go before them, because some of us are going to pray, but we don't know how to pray. Hello? Many of us pray, but we don't know how to pray. In fact, Paul was telling us that many times we do not know how we ought to pray. So you see somebody who goes to the prayer room, spends 20 minutes, but he knows the right words to use and he gets his answer. Meanwhile, somebody said, I have been working on this system since it crashed overnight, and we're trying to reinstall the operating system, the OS, and the config. He's just speaking computer jargon. Okay, is the system working? No. There's a driver. I wanted to say fire him. Somebody just comes and says, okay, based on the check the basic specification of this laptop, this thing cannot work. We need a laptop. It's called i7, 500 gigas hard drive. We need a 32 gig, blah blah blah, RAM. And it just begins to give you specification. We need a graphic card. We need the he has not even touched it. There are certain things in the prophetic that God will test with you first in the secret place before He puts you out there in the open to embarrass yourself. How can the first time God will speak to you is who you will marry? It's not possible. I say it's not possible. God doesn't start like that. He will start with you and allow you to have the problem of discernment. When you now realize you had a challenge discerning, then you run to your spiritual father. Then he will tell you that next time when he talks, you do like this. You see, in this particular point, I talked about judgment, spiritual covering. So he now says, next time when you have a situation like this, pray like this. You will spend less time. Spiritual covering. Because when I come to God and I say, Father, I like Sister Wumi. I like Sister Wumi. You know, in those days, we were just brother and sister. I like her. And I notice when I pray, I just start feeling very funny, you know, very you know, it's like I'm not praying, it's like I'm lusting, you know, like, you know, so some of you will not admit, you say it was the glory of God. God is, we are forgiving you. At the end of the day, you married Sha. So you say you are praying. So I bring, how do I filter? I bring that desire. I lay it at his feet. And I begin to speak over it. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come as it is in heaven. That which is your perspective on this matter, we bring it to earth. If this is not of you, let that feeling vanish. You subject it under the influence of prayer, then you give it time. So you want pastor to tell you if he's the one, if he's not the one. Then later you will say, pastor sent away Chike. Eh? What did you want me to do? People come to me and say, pastor is the one. But from afar, I saw that he's not the one. But who am I to say no to love? After all, that's why we all watch Telemundo. It's love. People fight on Telemundo. So fight. Right? It's when you now, somebody say, pastor, is there something you are not telling me? I say, no, not you. Nothing. Nothing. This particular thought problem, many people have it. They are perceiving something, but they can't filter it. So they go and tell Tina. Tina will say something. They'll go and tell Agnes. Agnes will say something else. They'll now say, ah, Pastor David. David said, they now come to me. God is not really telling me, Pastor has worsened everything. I gave you four keys. The key of judgment, that department, discernment. Number two, spiritual covering. Because certain things your father will see from afar without praying. For all you fatherless people, the Lord will help you. Then the factor of time and prayer. These are the four major issues. My time is up. I don't know if I have a separate message for second service, but let me do 5 more minutes. The ability to hear the Holy Spirit is one of the greatest challenge of many believers today. Many believers cannot beat their chest and say God talks to them. Listen to me. There are some things I don't know if I should say, but because the people could be watching. The people I have seen who make the greatest error in this issue of hearing God that I have seen are people who think they are spiritually matured. You see, the issue of hearing God, there's no master. It's just like when Baba Devan said, I know the way he was. So, as he's revealing it, that's how you are moving, you know? Because there's a tendency that in a bit to close a deal, you want to use common sense. What I am doing today, what I'm sharing with you this morning, if I'm able to save you from yourself, I would have achieved 50%. Because the problem here is that most of us want God to talk, but want him to talk now. And God says, what's the hurry? Time answers to me. Anytime I decide to talk, time will answer. Time will answer. Say, God, I'm 33. Say, okay. Is it your birthday today? Say, no. Say, okay. I don't know what that means. Look at John. You may need to look for that scripture in John chapter 10. Our Lord Jesus said, none shall be able to pluck them out of my hands. But you see, quickly look through John 10, where we read. Okay, verse 28. Verse 27 and 28. John 10, 27. Look at this very quickly. My sheep hear my voice, and I. How do you know somebody's voice? When they spend time with you. Do you know you have some friends when you call each other, you don't even greet. You don't greet yourself, and nobody says, "Ah, you are very rude." Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, you know, in those days when we're in the barrack. Sorry, I want to say something now. Please forgive me, because some of you came from these other countries. In those days when we were in the barrack or we were in command school, when you call, you see yourself from afar, you are coming. You say, hey, your father. That's greet you. your father. Like, you know, so some of us who are born in the high, you know, higher places of the earth, when we call, like, why is he insulting your dad? He said, no, it's fine. It's fine. Some of you will understand. When you go back, some of you will be angry because they will first insult your father and your mother. And you'll be feeling bad that somebody is greeting. You understand? So don't worry. Some of you, don't worry. You don't worry. If you don't understand, don't worry. Now, he said, my sheep hear my voice. And they what? And I what? I know them. Proximity and fellowship. Discipleship. And they what? They follow me. Why do they follow me? Because they hear my, and I know. Why are they able to trust me enough to follow me? Because they hear my voice. They don't hear God on the stage. Whenever they go to God in prayer in their private time, they expect that God will impress something in their heart. They expect that God will speak and bless them, even if it's just a word from the scripture. They expect it. So because of the time allocation that you have given to God, God blesses you with hearing. Because he must reward you. Every time God rewards a man, he rewards him with a voice. The blessing of Solomon didn't start with wisdom. It started with God showing up. The money part was the final part. It started with God showing up to talk to him. Even the way God showed up to Solomon, he didn't show up like that in David's life. Oh, did you hear that one? And someone is asking, what is the big deal about giving offering? Is it, even Paul said, free a grief out of a cheerful heart. You see why your neck is long like Angulu? Do you know Angulu? Do you know Angulu? Vulture. Uh-huh. It's because of all these things you are saying. I didn't say you should not give out of a cheerful heart. But there's a kind of giving that makes God say, who is that? Ah, we are going to Nigeria this night. I want to go and greet somebody. Then he should have said, Oga, before I say anything, what do you want? Because the last time somebody gave something like this, you choke the whole of heaven with your gift. Is it God that will eat those things he killed? Hello, answer me now. Just one time, God will come down like as if he has not eaten before. Sit down and be eating ram. Do you think so? So what was it about that sacrifice? That one is another day. Come on, say another day. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Verse 28, quickly. And I give them what? This is a continuation of that verse. That as long as I am able to perceive his voice and discern it in both little and major aspects of my life, and I journey with him, then I come into a place of knowing his voice, and he begins to lead me, because every time he speaks, he's leading you somewhere. So he's leading me, and as he's leading me into eternal life. That means that the forces of this human economy, it takes you out of it. It's just like when a man is in Nigeria, buying and selling in Nigeria, and somebody else is in Nigeria, buying in Bitcoin. It's not tied to Nigerian economy. You are buying in dollars, and Japanese yen, and buying a New Zealand dollar, and buying, what them currency now, Canadian dollar. Your economy is not here. You are living here, but you are not of this world. Ah, they said inflation, you just be smiling. Because anytime you change your dollar, the value is higher here. That is why God wants you to live in the higher realm. So that you are not tied to the systems of this world. And one of the things that take you the fastest out of this realm is his voice. Come on, I say it's his voice. Every time you hear his voice, then he puts you on a path where you find life. Inside that life is the solution of your marriage. Inside that life is the solution of your business. Inside that life is the assignment that he has placed all over you. He said, and they shall never perish. Why? Because there is no one that hears his word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say, his word is life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
His word is life. His word is life. No one shall pluck them out of my hands. He said, they shall never perish. Neither shall any man, nothing under the terrain of this earth, shall be able to take them out of my hands. Because my voice, my words, are their daily bread. Then like Jesus, you can say that no man can take my life from me. But I can lay it down and I can pick it up again. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I have not finished this message. I still have a few things. I have about 6 points here. And then I have another 3 points concerning difficulty in hearing. And then I have the solutions. So, are you blessed this morning? So we'll come back. We'll come back. Do we finish this message? Do we finish this message? You guys are not Tokyo. I'll just go and preach from a book of Obadiah. All of you will be confused. You know, but this one now, if you go and get this message and listen to it, let's even address the issue of those impediments. And you can use these 4 questions to guide yourself. Huh? Are you with me? Because let me tell you, your greatest strength in the days we are in will be the voice of God. There are many people that are waiting for Joe Biden to talk. The guy has other problems. You understand? He's still living under the shadow of the last guy who left. So he has other problems. He's not thinking of Africa now. Huh? Your greatest strength in the days that are upon us. Listen to me. 2020 was a very unique year. 2021 will be a complexity. Will be a complexity. Is the easiest way is to call it Egypt and Goshen abiding together. So we'll be in the same house, but we could be having different experiences. And listen to me. Why was it Goshen? It was not because of the spelling. It was because there was a Moses there who told them what God was saying. There was a Moses there who said, on so-so day, kill an animal, use the blood, put it all over your doorpost, and wherever I see the blood, I will pass over you. It is in the voice that we are being led. It is in the voice that our direction comes forth. It is in the Lord, and by hearing his voice, that we know that a good transaction today can turn bad tomorrow. We know this guy is looking very handsome and pretty, but he's a wife beater. It is only in the spirit you can see the future, because the spirit realm is not bound by time. Listen to me. I want you to commit to these things. It's not going to happen suddenly. It is as you learn to follow that he blesses you with his voice. And every time he sees your commitment, where you begin to lay blocks, where your life first of all rests on what he says, and you get to that joint, that place in your life, not because of your pastor, but because you have come to that place in your spirit where you know that major decisions in my life cannot be taken without divine approval. When you get to that point in your spirit and in your mind, God knows he will start speaking. Rise to your feet.